A child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a...
We wish they had different names, but we never used the term child born out of wedlock.
What about bastard?
Yes, that is a dirty expression, in my opinion, bastard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you were talking about someone that did you a dirty trick, oh, that bastard, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the term.
For the child, did you ever hear it called a woods colt or a bush child or outside child?
No.
And your brother's son would be called your...
nephew.
And you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even... Jane is loving, but Peggy is even...
lovelier or...
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents is a...
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to take care of him.
Foster parent.
Or is legal.
Well, foster and legal is two different terms, in my opinion. Legal is if they adopt a child.
Then
it would be their son or daughter.
That'd be his legal guardian.
Legal guardian, yes. But a foster child is someone that's taken care of temporarily.
Mm-hmm. You had a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around. You'd say, this town is full of my...
kinfolk.
And you'd say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
no relation.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a...
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
Yes, it could be from a different state.
Mm-hmm. Would that be used seriously or joking?
No, I don't think so.
Just joking?
Huh?
Just joking, you mean?
Just joking, yes.
And a woman who conducts school is called a...
teacher.
Huh?
A teacher.
Any special names for a woman who's a teacher?
A woman?
Mm-hmm. For a woman teacher?
I don't know.
When you were young, the young fellows all wanted to date the...
teacher?
School mom.
Did you ever hear that?
Yes, it was used... I think that's a Western expression, school mom.
What they used to call a barrel maker?
A barrel maker?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it's somebody's last name? Do you ever hear the name Cooper or Cooper?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the name Cooper, yeah, is familiar, but what would it stand for?
What people used to call it. A barrel maker.
Cooper?
Uh-huh.
C-O-O-P-E-R?
What would you call a married woman with that last name? If you were introducing her, you'd say, this is...
Mrs.
Did you ever say Miss?
Yes, we have in the since not too many years now, we say Miss. I'd say Miss Weber or Miss...
Uh-huh.
So-and-so.
What do you mean, for not too many years? What...
I think it has come up since part of the liberation deal, women's liberation.
Did y'all all...
some women didn't like to be called Mrs. They leave it out. I see you've got it on your...